Hey everybody, welcome to Conversations. I am joined by my absolutely amazing, gorgeous, wise, knowledgeable, pretty wife, Lisa Bevere. That's a lot to live up to, I know. But anyway, Lisa, it's great to be with you today.
Yes.
We're just having a lot of fun. We had a few takes here at the beginning.
Had a few takes?
Well, I had a few takes. I think I got a little rusty, babe. And you know, can I say that, Lisa, it really blesses me. Everywhere I go now, people come up and say that they're listening to Conversations, and I've even had some great, great leaders say it to me, and I'm like, why do you listen to us? We're so random. And you know what they love is how open, honest, how we even contradict each other. We say, I don't agree with you, and we can do it in a way where we're still very much in love. We still very much respect each other, and this is something I think all of us need to learn. I mean, Paul the Apostle never said, we know the whole. The only one who knows the whole is Jesus. Mm. We know in part and we prophesy in part. And, you know, Lisa, you bring parts, I bring parts. And I think all of us, in order to, and I'm going to go back to last podcast, we talked about anger. I think a lot of people are really, really angry because they want everybody to see things exactly the way they see it.
Yeah.
And they have this expectation built up and they just explode when it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So this brings us into what we're going to talk about today, which is honor, which is, you know, when I think of honor is a very, very old school word, but it needs to be brought into today's language. It needs to be made into a millennial terminology. And we're going to do that in this podcast. We're going to attempt to really show what it means to honor someone, but We're gonna say it in that way. And before we get into that, I want to read a review because I love reading our reviews.
Yeah, and thank you for writing the reviews. We really do appreciate them.
Yeah, Anthony B writes, my wife and I love this podcast. We are so thankful for John and Lisa Bevere and what their ministry has done for our marriage and family. That's what we love hearing. Always giving unadulterated truth, even when it's uncomfortable. Thank you for all you do. Just thank you so much, Anthony, for saying that, because it's very encouraging to hear that.
Yeah, so you already brought up that honor is sometimes considered a old school word.
Right.
But it is something that is woven into the whole idea of God and godly relationships. So I'm really excited about talking about this. And, you know, before we go into the next thing, you know, John, not long ago, I had some people saying that we're never supposed to honor people. And I think sometimes people get confused between the word worship and honor. And so I hope in our conversation, we can talk about that.
Yes.
Because we worship God alone, but honor is something that we're supposed to have for each other. So what is the difference, John, between honor and dishonor? We're going to talk about that.
Yep.
Am I allowed to have a different opinion, or is that considered dishonor if I'm thinking for myself?
Well, that's a great question. It needs to be answered.
Exactly. And then we're going to also talk about who should we honor? Church leaders, civil leaders, family, spouse, etc.
Children, everyone.
Yes.
The answer is everyone.
Yep. So let's talk about this. I'm going to open up with a scripture and then we're going to dive into the conversation.
Okay,
first,
great.
Matthew 10, verses 40 through 42. He who receives, and we actually put in parentheses, honors.
Yes.
Honors. He who receives or honors you receives and honors me. And that's the capital
M. Speaking.
Yep, that's Jesus talking.
Right.
And he who receives honors me, again, capital Jesus, receives and honors him. That would be God who sent me. He who receives and honors a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives or honors a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of water honors them. That's what we're doing when we give, we honor. In the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. So we are actually tying the concept of honor with reward. Can you talk about that?
Well, before we go any further, this, of course, is Matthew 10, 40 through 42. And I think it's very, very important to point out that Jesus talks about a prophet, and we can easily say this is a leader. Because remember, Jesus is speaking to people who understood Old Testament times, right? And prophets were the leaders in the Old Testament. But I have done a lot of study, Lisa, and this transcends the four areas of authority that God's placed over our life. Mm. He's put civil authorities over each of our lives. He's placed authority in the family. He's placed authority in the church. And he's placed authority out in society. We have our bosses, our teachers, and coaches. What I love about this scripture is, you know, when you, I think one of the things that really turns off young people, especially when they hear the word honor, is they only have it one dimensionally instead of three dimensionally. Mm-hmm. Jesus is talking about three dimensions here. When he talks about leaders, he talks about peers. When he says whoever honors a righteous man, the name of a righteous man, receive a righteous man's reward. Then he talks about those that are entrusted to our care. Mm. So now he's talking about our children, our students, the team that we're coaching, the team that we're leading. He is saying that basically when you honor all humanity, whether it's a leader, a peer, or somebody who's entrusted to your care,
right,
there is a certain reward from heaven. And so,
can I just, because I love what you're saying, and I want to make sure nobody misses it.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we honor up. Those are the leaders. We're honoring up. These are the people that would actually be speaking into our lives. So a prophet would also translate to honoring up a pastor, honoring up a government leader, a policeman. So we honor up people that have authority over us, people that have the right to speak into our lives, people that have the right to legislate, or educate, those kind of things. So we honor up.
Yep.
And then our peers would be honoring all around. This would be our level.
Yeah.
So husband and wife would be honoring to one another because they're one.
But it goes even to
my friendships.
Yeah, it even goes to when we're in the store and somebody cuts in front of us in line. It goes to at the airport when people are rushing in.
To point out that they cut into us.
So we're going to talk about that. But what I'm saying is that's everybody.
Yeah.
That's a huge segment of people. And then, of course, we go to a smaller segment and we go to those that are entrusted to us. But what I really want to point out
and
to everybody.
And I want to say that those would be the ones we're lifting.
Yes.
So we have the ones that are lifting us that we honor.
Yep.
The ones that we work with. And then the ones that we are lifting. So honor goes up, down, all around.
So the thing we want to eliminate immediately in people's minds is we're not just talking a one-dimensional honor. We're talking about an honor that goes three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And the important way to understand this word honor is, first of all, it is very, and just hear me out, it's very, very important to God because God honored us.
Mm-hmm.
God.
How? Tell
okay,
me how God
so honored
so us.
Now let's go back. Let's go back to the root word of honor. The actual Greek word is timē. Timē, that's it.
Yes.
This word, this Greek word for honor means valuable. Now I want you to stop.
Valuing.
So when you speak of an honor to a Greek man or woman, they will think of something as weighty, precious, valuable, such as gold.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't just throw gold in a junk drawer. You handle it with care because it's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Other definitions of the word are to appreciate, to esteem, to favorably regard, to respect. And Lisa, I think we can really understand better what a word is by looking at what it is not. The antonym of honor is dishonor, and the Greek word is atimia. Mm-hmm. And it simply means this, to treat as ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. You dishonor someone when you treat them as ordinary. Now, let's get back to God. God gave Jesus the most valuable, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
He had no resource in the universe that was more valuable than Jesus. Let's kind of put it that way. Nothing to God was more valuable than Jesus.
I wouldn't call him a resource.
I know.
I
agree.
No one.
I didn't like when it came out of my mouth. This is one of those things I went, oh, I don't like that.
Did you see my face?
Yeah, I did too.
Okay.
That helped. But anyway, God gave what was so valuable, the most valuable.
His only begotten son. We don't even understand that.
For us.
Yeah.
So I want you to think of the most disgusting person you can think of, the most vile person you can think of. Because God did that with me one time. There was a person that most people said is disgusting, vile, and God said, what's the value of that person to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know. He said, I gave Jesus for that person. And I went, oh my goodness.
So what you're saying is that God values the very people we despise.
Many, yeah, yes.
No, there's no one.
Yes.
That he does not love.
And Lisa, when God revealed this to me, Addison, our oldest son, was a teenager at the time. He said, "Dad, you've changed. You've really changed." And the reason it changed is my perception of people changed.
Because you began to see them how God saw them.
Well, I saw people the way the world sees people. And this is why there's so much anger. And we'll go back to be angry but don't blow it, which is so valuable, that message. But the reason society is just ready to explode right now is because we don't realize how valuable people are.
Right.
The human's value has diminished in our society. Mm-hmm. But what God did when he sent Jesus is he raised the value of humanity. He always considered humanity valuable, but we see it demonstrated in him sending Jesus. So how can I consider someone who God highly values, how can I see them as common and ordinary?
That's good.
You see every person, I remember one time, you know, this was on my heart and I was actually in prayer and I was walking into Hyde Park in London. You and I were there to speak for Hillsong London. And I mean, this Middle Eastern woman, she was Muslim. She had a veil. But yet it was the veil that didn't cover the whole face. It was just the one that covered the top of the head. She looked like she had the weight of the world on her. Her head was down. And I could tell this woman was not very loved. Mm. And I remember she looked up and caught my eye. And the hugest smile came over my face. And I said, "Good morning." And she was shocked by the fact that why would a Western man have any interest in saying good morning to me, a woman who's not very loved. And you could just see that. And so this is something that has to begin in our heart. Honor can be displayed in action. It can be displayed in word. It can be displayed in thought. The major Greek dictionaries tell us this. But true honor originates from the heart. Remember God said this in Isaiah 29:13. He said, "This people draws near to me with their mouths. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is taught by the routine of men." And so when we just see it as routine, when people are routine, that's just people.
We're just going through the motions.
We're going to treat them as ordinary.
Right.
But we see every individual as the value of Jesus. Because why would God give something of greater value for something of less value?
You know what? I love what you're bringing up. And I think that sometimes the millennials have a hard time with honor because they confuse honor with endorsement. And so you can honor somebody, and that doesn't mean you're endorsing their behavior. You know, when God honored us and sent his son to die for us, he didn't say, "I love the way you're behaving." He's just said, "I love you." And so honor does not equal endorsement. Honor equals that we're going to be honorable because that's who we are as a people. And God is a God of honor. And so if I behave honorably, that's actually reflecting my father. Now, that means I honor the position of a person, but I don't have to endorse
the person.
Yes.
Because Peter said, "Fear God, honor the king." And the historic king he was talking about was Herod Agrippa I. Yeah. He was the king of Judea that was murdering Christians just to gain political favors. He was furthering his political agenda. Mm-hmm. Think about this. We haven't never had a president like this that I know of in the United States. Someone who murders people in order to further their political agenda. Yet Peter tells us to honor the king, and the king was Herod Agrippa I.
I would actually argue with you on that. I think we have the pro-abortion people that would actually endorse murdering people to further their political agenda.
That's really good, Lisa.
It's tragic, so, but probably true.
So now we have a choice. Do we do what God says? And you say, how can you endorse anyone, somebody that's pushing abortion, killing innocent babies? How can you endorse that? Or how can you honor that person?
You pray for them in their position.
Yeah. And you don't honor their behavior. You honor their position. And because God is the one that tells us to give respect, to give honor, to treat valuable as government leaders, because God says in Romans 13, they're his servants that are carrying out his good. So if somebody is greatly deceived, like King Herod Agrippa was, like some of our legislators today are, that doesn't mean we treat him as stupid, invaluable, disgusting.
Right.
And we're not endorsing them. Mm-hmm. We're just saying we value you as a person. If we could get this in our hearts, I bet we'd get a lot of differences worked out a whole lot quicker.
So I love that. What is your hope for this? Because, you know, I know that that we actually have made a decision as an organization that this was so important that we relaunched and kind of invigorated a message that you had called Honors Reward. You know, you talk about a full reward, a partial reward, and no reward. Can you actually share your hope? Because even the word reward is got a negative connotation.
Isn't that
to
sad?
It.
Yeah. I mean God introduced himself to Abraham as I am your exceeding great reward. And yet I always find that the enemy is going to try to devalue important words to God, such mm-hmm. as faith. You know, we had a bunch of people teaching crazy stuff about people getting bigger houses, better cars, and using faith to do it. So now people got a problem with faith instead of a problem with what these guys were teaching.
The distortion of it.
The distortion of it. So yet my Bible says without faith, you can't please God. So everybody wants to please God that is a Christian. So now we despise a word that actually is the word that is the avenue to please God. So here you have the same thing happening with honor and reward, as you just said. But isn't it interesting that Jesus points out if you honor a leader, you get a reward. If
yeah,
you honor
so here
a peer,
a prophet's
you get a
reward.
Reward.
A leader's reward.
And if you honor somebody who's under your... you get a reward. Mm-hmm. So Jesus says, reward, 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 reward.
Yeah.
So obviously there's something to this that I believe what the reward is. You get heaven's activity involved in your life because I believe the currency of heaven is honor. See, forever, you said it, forever and ever we'll worship our Father and our Lord Jesus, but forever and ever we'll give honor to whom honor's due, and honor's due to everyone. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that people I have read about, people who have actually been to heaven and back, is they said everyone honors everyone in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
There is such an honoring culture that is built. So what would happen in the United States of America if we could build that culture? There are definitely political people there that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But in my heart, I have to honor them. I have to see them as valuable.
And
number
again,
one,
we're not saying endorse.
I'm not endorsing them.
We're talking about honor.
But I'm saying,
honor
hey,
the position.
Well, okay, so
even if they don't handle it honorably.
What can I look at? Instead of their positions, I can look mm-hmm. at the fact that they're serving our country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John, they're not serving our country. They're trying to make themselves big and their names known. Well, then I'm going to honor them because they hold that position. I'm going to try to find a way to honor them in my heart, not dishonor them
mm-hmm.
in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if this shift could occur, the church would really become the church, and I think the world would say, oh my gosh, what it is about you. I mean, I see you two, you have no agreement at all, but yet you respect each other, you value each other, and that says a lot to us. I look at the way we treat each other in the church today, and we divide over the stupidest things, and then I go over to the Middle East, Lisa, you and I both do this, and we see the Muslims honoring each other so much, and yet they have differences. They're united.
You know, John, I had the privilege of seeing the fruit of this message. I have an amazing relationship with a church named Sandals in Riverside. And the pastor heard you speak on honor. And he came home to his leadership and he said, you know what? We do not have a culture of honor in our church. And we need to change that. We need to change how we minister. We're going to honor up. We're going to honor peers. We're going to honor the kids. We're going to build a culture of honor. And I had this incredible opportunity to have him share how this is radically transformed. But we're not talking just about churches or governments. We're talking about family. We're talking about parents. We're talking about husband and wife. We're talking about brother to brother, sister to sister, interpersonal relationships. So I want to share with people how they can get a hold of this.
Sure.
You know, so first of all, there's going to be a special offer.
Right.
Honors Reward. Can you tell them about that?
So if they just simply go to All Access, mm-hmm. because I actually did a course on honor. And let me say this. On Conversations, Lisa and I love to talk about relevant topics. This is relevant. This is the reason why we are relaunching this message. So the cart is not before the horse here. We are actually making available to you through a course, through a book, through podcasts, something that is so desperately needed. So basically for a limited time, the first 100 listeners who sign up for the All Access membership
yeah.
will receive a free signed copy of the book, and I'm going to sign the book. So I'm actually going to sign 100 books, all right? And so go to messengerpodcast.com. I know. That's going to be a lot of work. My hand's going to feel it. So just go to messengerpodcast.com/honor to take advantage of this limited time offer.
First 100.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So please subscribe and share. Take a screenshot on Instagram or reshare the post on Facebook. You never know who might need to hear this discussion on honor. So thanks for tuning in. Until next time, this has been Conversations with John and Lisa Bevere, and we are honored to have a voice in your life.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with John and Lisa. Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review, and be sure to subscribe and share these episodes through iTunes. You can also connect with John and Lisa through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time.